Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and greetings, family. Peace and greetings. How y'all doing out there? This is Brother Sunray 9 right here in this house, man, on this Sunday afternoon. This is August the 27th of 2017. And you have truly embarked on Culture Freedom Radio Network right here, live and direct right here on Blog Talk Radio. Most definitely, most definitely. How y'all doing out there, man? How y'all doing out there, family? Man, I couldn't come in and intro any with any intros, man, any intro music, because what's going on with Blog Talk? This is just streaming. Hell, I've uploaded some of my new audio intros about an hour ago, and it's still processing. But hey, that's the way it goes sometimes. What they say in show business is how it goes. A little bit, a lot of technology as well. But hey, man, we're just coming in the house right here. Just going to do a little bit, 45 minutes, man. Not going to be in the house long today. Like I said, just doing the show. I normally wouldn't be on air doing. I'm trying to open the chat. See, nothing want to work today, man. I don't know what the hell going on with Blog Talk. Yeah, but just want to come in the house momentarily, man, to just talk to you and give you some, talk about some of this thing with Floyd Mayweather. And also just give you updates about Culture Freedom Radio and 24-hour radio station. I've been telling y'all about that. So let me tell y'all about that one first. And let me get these phone lines open. Let me talk about Brother David. Give Brother David, Chief Rabbi David Israel, in the house. But, hey, man, we're delighted to let you know that now the 24-hour radio station is up and running. Yes, the 24-hour radio station is up and running, and it's on air now. You can check it out right there on TuneIn Radio. Yes, the Culture Freedom Radio, the 24-hour radio station, man, for great music. And we're going to be doing live talk shows on there as well. Not doing it today. We're going to be doing live talk shows right there as well on that broadcast, on that radio station, and have lectures going to be played. But you can go and if you got you can go check TuneInRadio.com, or if you got the TuneIn Radio app from the Apple Store or the Android Store, you can just search for Culture Freedom Radio. And make sure you search for Culture Freedom Radio, and because we have the Culture Freedom Radio Network, the podcast, so like when we do the podcast on here for Blog Talk. So that's why you had you search for Culture Freedom Radio, and you get the music station. But the Culture Freedom Radio Network is the podcast, what we do right here. It also goes from Blog Talk to over there. So I got that set up. But get the Culture Freedom Radio on TuneIn. That way you can listen to the music. And let me give y'all a little something. See, I tried to build this station, and I'm trying to, as the program director, trying to program it for the consciousness, or what we call the conscious community, and you know, target it for us, you know, where we can have some great music. You're not going to get all that music where we talking about, you know, calling women bitches and hoes and excuse my French. You know, none of that stuff, derogatory stuff you get from regular radio with a lot of neo soul. And I have underground artists. That's what I like about it. That's why I created it. Where, because I have a lot of people sending me a lot of music. So we got a lot of underground or indie, as they say, indie artists, independent artists, music that's being played. So now they have a station and an outlet where their music can actually get some play. So that's why we have to build. I had Power Groove Radio, but I had to build that station right there, Culture Freedom Radio, to get that in there. But hey, oh, here's one of my intros. Let me play this, y'all. Damn it, it's just not opening up.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio Network, the best in conscious talk radio, and we are also that information station. Now, here's your host for this evening, Brother Sunray 9.
Yeah, a little bit too late for the Sunray 9 part, but y'all heard the rest. Got to play that station ID. That's one of the station ID right there. So, but the other one is still just going. I was just a 24-hour clip I was going to play. It's still spinning over there. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, yeah, so go and check it out right there, man. The 24-hour radio station, excellent station. I've had to say so myself. Yeah, I know I got to say so because I'm the program director. So I got to say it, yes. I'm the program director on it. And it is, I got music already in circulation, and I'm constantly updating it and putting lectures and the small clippets of information on there as well from information. And, one more thing. I'm going to go ahead and get this topic on. If you want to advertise on the show as well, go ahead and advertise with the show, man. Go ahead and send me some information. And I'm like I said, I'm just doing it free. You want to do a free advertisement on the show, man, hit me up on Gmail at culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. One more time, that's culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. So we can get your advertisement and get your advertisement commercial in circulation on the station. Yes, I said I'm going to do it for y'all free. Man, just, you know, show some love right now. So if you even know a business, you know, if you don't own one, but you know a business that you go and frequent a lot and you show love and support for them as a black business, hey, y'all can go ahead. If you got a business card or something, send me that information, and I will go ahead and I'll make an audio clip myself in a commercial and get that out there. So that's one more time. That's culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. And we can go ahead and get them the ball. So there's Culture Freedom Radio right there on TuneIn Radio, 24 hours. Great station, man. Y'all gotta show y'all love and support y'all. Let's make this a great station. And let's get it out. Let's pop it. Keep it popping for us. One more thing. Go and check out our sister, and I got a commercial be coming up for her on the website. But go and check out our sister, Nikki Love, her store. She has a brand new store open, and you can go to her website, man. Her store is called Spiritually Speaking Store. Go to her Spiritually Speaking, that's the name of it. But you can go to check it out, her website, man, spirituallyspeakingstore.com. SpirituallySpeakingStore.com, and show your love for Sister Nikki Love, Spiritually Speaking, Spiritual Tools and Supplies, Multicultural Botanical Site. Man, go over there and get, you know, your different herbs, the candles, and, you know, you do get different things of that nature. I was just on there not too long ago, and we're going to have some clippings, some running commercials for her store on here, so get into working to the making of that. But hey, let me go ahead and bring my brother David in this house, man. We wanted to talk about something, man, about this Floyd Mayweather bullshit, y'all. And I want to tell y'all about some things that what I was seeing last night. It wasn't just a fight. I don't give a goddamn about the fight, but it was some things and comments that people were making about the fight. Let me give y'all a little something. This was crazy as hell. Some people were talking about last night when the fight was over, right? They were saying that Brother David, PC, Brother David, can you hear me, Brother David?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I hear KM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shalom.
Goddamn. Yes, sir. Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, let me bring you in. Go ahead. Go ahead, intro yourself in, and I come back and say
Shalom. Shalom. Chief Rabbi David Israel Mulready King, your house, Israelite Tabernacle in the Rabbinical School, and shout out to Culture Freedom Radio. There was something that I wanted to bring out about the fight.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, bro.
Let me go to Leviticus 18 and 22 when you go into the Torah, Book of Wayakra. Leviticus 18:22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Now, the reason why I chose that scripture is because when you're looking at Floyd Mayweather and the McGregor fight, now, I understand some of y'all talk about the racial, you know how y'all think that black man beating white man in the fight is telling us we gonna win. But I know y'all, some of y'all might get mad at me, but the reason why I brought out that scripture about man should not lie to mankind as womankind, because I saw some gay ass shit when I saw them about the battle. Floyd Mayweather got some tendencies that ain't right. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
They said 50 Cent used to go with that brother. So Floyd Mayweather, to me, I don't know what it is, but some of them fights, when he get up there in front of the fight, it's like he be cold to another brother. Some of them brothers, like, I know it's just with Pacquiao. It's always some moist spirit about the his ass. I don't want to say no slander shit about no, you know, some of these brothers like that, but it's just some damn suspect shit when it comes time for some of these sports. And now I don't like Colin Kaepernick and what he doing, but maybe we are, even though I'm on greed, I don't think he's sincere about some of his shit he be doing down and down. I think if y'all are serious, y'all would just get out the whole sports industry and all. Like, you know,
he
I think
used
you
got
to
a job,
up,
brother.
What do you do working at McDonald's?
Like, I mean, no, I'm talking about somebody say somebody posted on Facebook earlier. I hadn't got a chance to verify, but they said he just got signed with Green Bay. Why are you talking? I'm going to look it up right fast. Go ahead, brother. I didn't mean to cut you off.
But you know, me, I used to look at wrestling, me and my brothers growing up. And, you know, I could watch the females wrestle, but for some reason, the wrestling, a lot of the wrestling when it comes time for the males, and even with basketball, it just the shit just don't seem right. I don't know what it is, but some of them guys just, you know, Odell Beckham, the Pacquiao, you know, even with Mike Tyson, a lot of people used to say Mike Tyson just talked like that because, you know, he was, you know, I guess that's the way he talked, but I always thought something was a little, you know, effeminate about Mike Tyson, you know? I don't know what the hell it is, but, you know, maybe we ought to just get out of sports and all. You know, I don't mean to ruin nobody, basketball, football, boxing, wrestling, you know, careers, but maybe y'all ought to get out of that and all. You know what I'm saying? Maybe wrestling and shit might not be for us. Maybe sports might not be good for us because it's just some little shit I be seeing that don't be right. Like when Mayweather fought Pacquiao, he was blowing kisses at him and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know what I'm saying? The it's just the more shit that I see. You know, I done seen a lot of shit that Mayweather have done. It's just been like, in the past, like on TV, like, you know, you're wearing lip gloss. You know what I'm saying? I done seen a nigga, you know, with shit like that on some Prince shit. Don't get me wrong. I love, you know, Prince artists. Shout out to Jesse Johnson and, you know, Andre Simone, the whole Minneapolis band. But, you know, Floyd Mayweather was looking like he was in Prince band and a few photos. You know, he looked like he was in Maserati or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like he had to be you know, look like he had to be in Maserati. You know, I love your Maserati, but no pun intended. But, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these, you know, athletes, you know, a lot of these athletes just ain't right, you know. And that's all I got to say, you know. Just that's my take on it. Maybe we have to get out of the sports arena and all because that I can't see how, you know. So even with basketball, all that jumping up and smacking the ball out the other dude's hand and trying to get the ball from between the other dude's legs, I just never gotten that shit. You know, so
yeah. That's
all I got to say. That shit don't seem right. Yeah, now that I get older, I've noticed, you know, just, you know, as a big dude, I've had people, you know, back in school try to get me on a team, football team, because I was a big dude and all. But, you know, I'm glad sports ain't work out for me. Because it's some weird shit that they be doing in them locker rooms and even with, you know, boxing and shit, you know. Shoot, that shit, like Stone Cold Steve Austin, R-Truth, you know, all them type of people. You know, just some of these people just ain't right, you know. So Just my take on it. Yeah. The brother looked kind of suspect, so I thought that they was going together kind of Mayweather and McGrath. It just didn't look right.
Yeah,
it looked a little moist. You get that pick
that
I
shit,
showed
yeah.
you from Media Takeout. That shit didn't
yeah,
look right.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I saw the way in. I saw that part of the way in when they were doing it. I said that was some crazy shit. But my part is, man, how people start equating after so-called Mayweather won the fight last night, which like you said, that brother David, that was fake news like a motherfucker, bro. People, man, that was fake news. And I come back to that part. But the people man, people were saying that, oh, man, that's the end of white supremacy. And that was, like, symbolic end of white supremacy and this and that. Now, like, white supremacy have fallen. I'm like, where y'all getting this shit from? Excuse me, where y'all getting that from? From a damn boxing. Come on, man. Where the hell y'all get that shit from? How did y'all get that was the fall of white supremacy from a boxing match? Damn, that's how we do it now? That's what we get now? That's how we look at shit? Because a boxer got beat saying that's showing how racism, white supremacy is falling. Tiger Woods been whooping these white folks' ass in golf for a long time. Venus and Serena been whooping their ass in golf, tennis for a long time. White folks been dominating these sports black folks been dominating these sports for a long time. We wasn't saying that was the end of racism, white supremacy by a sport. When we take over the political systems and shit like that and overturn these laws that they have put into place for us, like what the laws that what Clinton put in place, him and his old crazy-ass witch doctor-ass wife, what they put into play. I can't even call her a witch doctor. No, that's too much credit. I take that back. But she's just a demonic spirit, a whole demonic spirit. But that, come on, fam. Come on. Are we that desperate to look for any sign that we are overcoming, as Jesse Jackson would say? That has nothing to do with racism. With racism, white supremacy falling. Okay, let me play the game for a minute. Just say, as a lot of people were saying, that's the end of racism. That was a sign or symbolic sign of racism, white supremacy falling. Y'all remember during our course of history when our ancestors was in what they called slavery, right, a chattel slavery. That was there may be a so-called promise where they said that we was supposed to be given 40 acres and a mule, what they call reparations. We never got that reparations, 40 acres and a mule. We never got it, right? Just so, okay, so let's play the game. So symbolically last night, when Mayweather supposed to have whooped this white boy, Irish guy, last night, and the symbolically saying that racism, white supremacy is falling. Well, you know what? We didn't get, after our slavery, we didn't get no reparation. That white guy, since it's the end of race, that was a symbolic sign of racism, white supremacy is falling. He got reparations last night. Huh? He got what? They said he supposed to got like $50 million. So he got reparation, $50 million or probably more of reparations. Goddamn. So they even in their fall, they get paid. We don't get paid. We don't get paid for our pain and suffering like that. So, come on, man. Y'all got to cut this shit out. And then, okay, symbolically, let's go with this. The Irish had their little thing they went through. There was people talked about the Irish, how they went through some slavery and all of this shit, too, by other Europeans. Now, let's go. Who was the colonies who had our people enslaved? It was the British. It was the English colonies and shit. The Spaniards and the Portuguese and all of this, right? If he had to whoop one of them, you know, it still wouldn't have made no difference. For y'all coming up this symbolic shit. But it still wouldn't have. He whooped another Irish. It's just like two people who went through slavery fighting each other. Instead of fighting the ones who put them in slavery, they fought each other. Look at the Irish slave trade and all of this shit they went through. And he was Irish. So, but the whole point with this whole Mayweather bullshit that y'all calling, look at here. Like I said, you know, not that I hate no Mayweather, but here's the trip, y'all. We look at what this that whole thing with Mayweather, like in the street, we say, man, you don't get no points for that, bro. You don't get no points for that. Like if you whoop somebody, man, like you know, like you whoop somebody who's not on your level. Somebody jump on somebody that ain't under their level. Like a dude jump on a little girl and say, beat it. Like, hey, bro, you don't get no props for this shit, there, bro. You don't get no street cred for that right there. Man, you know you couldn't, man, that dude couldn't fight you. You jump on a handicapped person or something, somebody in a wheelchair. You big-ass dude like Debo, and you jump on somebody in a wheelchair who paralyzed. You don't get no points for that. Why I say that? It's the thing, like, and I'm not taking up for McGregor, but that bullshit didn't, it don't really count for me. I wouldn't give him no credit for that because, you look at it. Here's somebody who had, he was out of his thing. Even if they say, well, he called Mayweather out. That's neither here nor there. Okay. And now, because he had to train to fight Mayweather style and just over a little point of time. Now, Mayweather been fighting and boxing for, is what he says, what, 10 years, since he was 10 years old, 20-some years, whatever. He been fighting a long goddamn time in boxing. Here's a dude that been a whole different style. He had to try to train in a short period of time to do, you know, fight Mayweather style. And so now we can say, and he usually go, what they said, five rounds. So he went with Mayweather over that distance, five extra rounds before Mayweather so-called won. And then they stopped the fight. Mayweather didn't knock him out. They stopped the fucking fight. So, I mean, it just a lot of, so now here we go. So if Mayweather, right, had to go and train to do it, to fight this guy's style of fighting, he would have whooped Mayweather's ass. So it was like, I can't get, like, if Mayweather would have fought another boxer who'd been boxing, and then would have, you know, won, yeah, then you might go and give him his street cred, or go and give him his credit for that point. Yeah, you get your points then. You get your points. But here's somebody, man, it wasn't really on your level, man. And then another thing, I say why Mayweather even fought that fight while y'all looking at it. Hell, he owed a fucking IRS $25 million goddamn dollars in taxes. Well, all that money he been spending, all the other money he been having, he been splurging. Well, how in the hell are you behind in $25 million in fucking taxes? Really more than that, they got it. So he had to go ahead and try to fight. They talking about McGregor called him out. No, motherfucker, Mayweather had to take that fight so he could pay the fucking IRS off. And then you see how they stopped the damn fight. So come on, man, y'all got to stop this bullshit. Like Brother David be saying, man, it's fake news. Like Brother was saying about the Charleston, Brother David was right, y'all. When he was talking about that Charleston, what was that? Charlottesville, Virginia incident with the car and the impeccable pig, and goddamn it, I'm gonna say it before he said this here fight was nothing but a fucking setup and a fluke to get Mayweather paid. That was it. And one other thing, everybody was bragging. Oh, Mayweather won. He whooped that. Y'all asked Mayweather to give y'all some of that $400 million fucking dollars that he won. Is he gonna give y'all $400 million? Some of that $400 million that he's supposed to win from this fight to help build up something in the black communities? Hell, is he gonna get some Umar Johnson some of that money for the fucking school that y'all cheerleading about that y'all ain't gonna get built? Cause waiting on Umar Johnson. Is he gonna give contribute some of that $400 million? That y'all cheering about? He just gave the Irish, man, we said the community, because they won what, $50 million or probably more. They just walked away with $50 million. Is he gonna give y'all some of that y'all cheering about? Y'all cheering about these motherfucking athletes that ain't gonna give y'all no money? Like y'all cheer about motherfucking the NBA teams that win. Oh, my team, but you don't get a trophy. You don't get a free fucking T-shirt. You don't get a check when they win. Same fucking way y'all cheering about Mayweather. It's just a fucking entertainment that y'all had to pay hundreds of dollars to watch the bullshit. And then y'all talking about that's the end of racism, white supremacy. Y'all going to be hollering about racism, white supremacy to the day you fucking die. And that boxing was, and you, and I wish I could tell each and every last one of y'all 15, 20 years from now. I thought racism was dead when Mayweather supposed to have won that fight. What they fucking still tomorrow? What they gonna be still talking about statues for? I thought Mayweather knocked the goddamn racism, white supremacy out the other night. Y'all gotta, man, stop this bullshit, man. It just sometimes, Brother Dave, I'm gonna shut up and let you go here, brother. It just dealing with our people sometimes, man. I be like, wanna say, man, fuck, man, and I'm gonna have to curse it. I just be wanna say, man, fuck this shit, man. Black folk, goddamn, what the fuck wrong with us? And sometimes, man, I really do, man. It makes me like, I don't even want to deal with black folks and our bullshit no more. Man, I'm just going here and teach on religion. I'd rather go teach on religion. I'd rather go teach on, I don't know, some goddamn metaphysical, some way out UFO shit than to deal with black issues, man. Because sometimes, man, we get so fucking crazy, man. I don't, damn. I don't understand, man. I don't fucking really understand about this shit. But with the shit that we need to be taken care of and doing, we ain't gonna say nothing. We don't want to touch on those subjects. But when a motherfucker get on TV and box, that ain't gonna give us a quarter out of it. Now, you can brag about he's 50 and old and all this, but come on, man. Y'all stop this bullshit. That's all I got to say, man. Y'all stop this silly-ass shit. For real. Motherfucker ain't gonna want a boxing match. It that's the end of racism, white supremacy. Them motherfuckers been boxing. Man, them motherfuckers been boxing and fighting, been losing for a long time. And they still in charge. Y'all better go and fight motherfucking Capitol Hill and tell them motherfuckers change these laws is going against y'all ass. Ain't no motherfucking boxer going to knock no racism, white supremacy out in the mat. These motherfuckers be losing all the time, man. Y'all crazy as fuck, man. My bad. Go ahead, Brother Dave, man. Let me calm my ass down, man. These motherfuckers crazy, Dave.
Oh yeah, what I was going to say was, when you're looking at also like sports, and I want to call this stuff out that I was saying, it with the more spirit in sports is when you looking at like end of the football field, you'll see this big old when they throw like at the end, they like you throw the football in that big old Y-shaped goal at the end of the field. It's like they have this big black ball throwing it in this, like the you know what I'm talking about, the Y-shaped thing at the end.
You know what I'm talking
about? Goal pole. Yeah. Now, don't you think that like I've heard Dr. Khalid Muhammad saying that was like in the symbol of like a vagina or something like that, and they throwing this big black ball in between like the legs or something. I've heard Dr. Khalid Muhammad say that shit. I don't know,
no.
You know, have you heard him say that? Like before?
Nah,
like,
I hadn't heard it. I hadn't heard it, brother, but I would believe it though.
Yeah,
a lot of shit they do is about sexual.
Same thing with like the cigar, like the white cigarette is small, and they say that when it comes time for like the cigars is big and long. That they saying that like it's in the symbol of like the male genitalia. You ever heard about that? That's the same thing. Like when it comes time, like a lot of the shit that they put out here, it's like it deals with like. It's like, I don't know, like sexual gratification that they throwing out there, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like the symbolism. You know what I'm saying? Like to me, that's why I'm really looking too much of wrestling, the TV, you know, the basketball, the sports, because a lot of this shit, Bobby Hemmett used to call it out, a lot of the sexual gratification and shit that they would put out there, it just deals with sexuality, a lot of them put on TV. Yeah, I know
right
Bobby
about that. It is, though, brother, because like I said, you know, we're living under this beast. We're living under a Greco-Roman society. Well, the people want to acknowledge it or not, it is still a Greco-Roman society. All the damn planets and all of this was, excuse me, zodiac signs and all of this shit are named after Roman and Greek gods and their mythology. And even when you go to your, what you call it, motherfucker, like, I know the civil courthouse down here in Memphis, it has the Roman and Greek gods, and I've seen a lot of other places and countries, I mean, states, they have the Roman and Greek god statues at their courthouses. So, going back to what you're saying, though, so we know that they have a lot of, like, even Dr. York talking about it, everything they do is sexual, it has a lot of sexual overtones to it. And everything, car commercials, this commercial, that. So, you know, even with their sports. Because like you said, you know, when we do stuff, brother, we usually give each other a high five or give each other some dap. Give me some dap, brother. You know what I'm saying? We say show some love. You know, might put your elbows together or something like that. You know, but why they grab men on the ass. Pat another man on the ass. Good play, brother.
And
pat him on the ass.
Football.
Come on, bro.
And football,
yeah.
You know, it's like a lot of the coaches
too.
Do that shit. Yeah.
They do it in basketball,
the coaches
too.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bump stomachs with each other. And they bump each other in the stomach, do like that chest bump. When I was younger, I thought that shit was, like, cool. But when I got older, I started looking at sports. I'm like, that shit don't look right. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah, and I noticed that with football too, you know.
But like I said,
we gotta get out the sports thing. I ain't say it, brother, sorry, but the sports industry, like if Colin Kaepernick serious, yeah,
it's still slavery because you look at, like you said, you talked about the weigh in. Go back to slavery where they were wearing the slave. They had them all stripped down to their drawers when they were getting ready to auction them off and stuff. They were wearing them. They were checking their teeth and checking their genitals and all of this, their buttocks and all of this shit. Same fucking way when they do football, they do all this type of shit. I mean, especially when I look at boxing, it's the same way like they get ready to go on the auction block. Man, there's so much symbology and shit that's. It's in this shit, like, you know, man, it's crazy, brother. We don't even recognize this shit. Like I said, but we too much entertained. And then how would they will pay somebody to entertain somebody, like to run up and down the field with a football, millions of dollars just to entertain. It's still like slavery with fiddler playing the fiddler. It's football to just sit there and entertain you. But of a man out here digging a ditch, he can't get none but minimum wage. But he's being productive, helping build something, helping construct something, but he can't get but minimum wage. And you can run up and down a court playing with a damn basketball and not being constructive. That's just entertainment. So you can sit there and drink some beer, smoke some weed and all this shit, throw parties and shit just to entertain you. But you can get them motherfuckers millions of dollars. That show you how crazy this society is. Like Elijah Muhammad said, sport and play. You get paid for sport and play, but you can't get paid for really some real productivity. Just don't make no sense.
But yeah, that's why I'm saying though, you know, the sports thing gotta go. You know, if Colin Kaepernick was serious about all that stuff, he wouldn't even try to get on another team. You know, like I said, he wouldn't have gotten even on another team. You know,
I don't know if he did yet. Oh, brother, one more thing. Right there, I seen somebody had posted a post on it was on Instagram. Made a good point though. Like it was saying like people like it had like a picture of Colin Kaepernick like he's saying it. It's like people focus more on him taking the knee than what he was taking the knee for. It's like, you know, people talking about he took the knee, but they wasn't focused on why was I taking the knee. So that was a good that actually was a good quote or a good statement, you know, if somebody did actually, if he said it for real. Because, like, that's what the people was focused on, him making a knee. But, like, goddamn, well, y'all forgot the whole region I'm taking a damn knee. Have y'all forgot? Oh, yeah, that was interesting. Which is a good point, too.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, y'all need to get out of the sports thing, though. You know, y'all black folks that want to be, you know, play basketball and the football, you know, go ahead. But at the end of the day, that shit just ain't, that ain't right. And all the stuff that they got to do, imagine all the stuff that they got to do. If you got to do all that nasty shit in the music industry, imagine what they got to do with the sports. You know? Imagine what they got to do with sports. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that football getting so dangerous now, brother, because you know they what, but damn near 90-some% of them people who died, they found out that their brain concussion shit, you know, who donated their brain to, you know, some science. Because, you know, that movie where they had concussion, they find out a lot of them guys, I think damn near, what, 90-some% of them guys had that, whatever their disease was, I can't think of the name of it, from that, you know, from playing football.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, and you know what? They said that's what happened with Mike Tyson and Vander Holyfield. You know? That's what they said with Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson. You know, they got hit in the head too damn much. You know, so, yeah, we got to get out. What did you say?
They said Ali, too. They were saying Ali one time. That's how he ended up getting pops and getting hit too much in the head. Now, that's what I heard. I don't know how true it is. But some people actually said they actually fucked Ali up. Excuse me. They actually messed Ali up by, you know, a gay Ali. That because of his stance, how, you know, when he was in the nation at one time. So I don't know how true that is. Yeah, so I think we got like 10 more minutes. We good though. Yeah, we're trying to do something. Oh damn, family. Yeah, we'll be back on a regular time, probably Tuesday. I'll be back on our regular going back 2 hour schedule. I just then I might be trying to do some stuff tomorrow. With the radio, other radio station, might stream on there tomorrow live. And if I not stream on that, it's gonna be live, and I'm gonna have it recorded. And then we'll be doing it, recording it, uploading it probably to another podcast station called Bean Pod, because we on Bean Pod too with our podcast. So whatever I do over there streaming, I'll probably upload it to Bean Pod on that network over there, podcast. But eventually, man, we're trying to get the hell off of Blog Talk, man. You know, I'm going to be honest. We're trying to get out of here and just trying to work our own network with our own station and try to get away from this right here, man. You know, so that's what the whole process of trying to work this station and hopefully we can get some more hosts, man, and you know, we can have that station really just jumping, man, like a regular radio station is supposed to be. You know, that idea was supposed to went one time, but it never did fly. So I don't know, but, you know, hey, I'm going to keep on doing what I can do, man, on my end, you know, to try to help this thing grow. If it don't, it don't. If it do, hey, that'll be excellent. But, hey, I never stop giving up from trying it. That's how I go. And, yeah, peace, man. We had another thing, too. We had a great show one more time yesterday on Chief Rabbi David Israel show yesterday on YouTube. Y'all don't forget to go and check the brother show out on YouTube, Chief Rabbi David Israel show. Man, check him out on YouTube. You know, we had an excellent show on there yesterday going into some things. Talking about that, you know, we were talking about a little bit about that protest and all that stuff yesterday. And so that's what we were getting into yesterday a little bit on the show. And, but, yeah, I just came in the house today, man. Just want to talk about, just touch on a little bit. about the Mayweather thing. There's some stuff out here, you know, saying, and just kind of like just tripped the hell out of me. And I thought I'd been doing a video on it. I'm like, man, fuck that. I ain't going to go through all that. You know, nah. And the people, y'all had a right to, I grew up with my brother David. Brother David has a right to, you know, his views and his opinion on things. Y'all have y'all right to y'all views as well to shit. But I'm just saying, sometimes, man, y'all got to look at shit more closely when y'all just say, because sometimes we jump in shit because of our emotions. That's why I like saying, somebody don't even go and do no video, man. You know, don't even go that route. Just leave it alone. Don't go that, you know. But you can touch on it briefly, but don't go through the whole process, man. Don't know that, you know, that's how they feel. That's how they feel. But really, and this shit is crazy, though. Man, racism, white supremacy. But like I said, when Tiger Woods beat the hell out of them folks in golf, Serena was beating them folks' ass and all them white girls over there and tennis and shit. And what were y'all saying that at then? These motherfuckers, you look, what was it? Khaled, I heard Khaled was saying. And I was listening to Khaled a little bit earlier, and it's on our station too. It's a clip that played it. What Dr. Khaled was saying, he said, you know how we do say racism, white supremacy is a system. And I have been saying it. He was like, man, and we got just that we destroy the system, we'll destroy racism, white supremacy. He said, that's just like this, like you saying the spider web is the problem, and you get rid of the spider web and not the spider. He said that white spider going to turn around and make another web. So he's like saying, by saying it's not white people, but it's the system. We destroy the system, we'll restore racism, white supremacy. No, you destroy the motherfuckers who set up the system. So when we saying that boxer or whatever, the racism, white supremacy is falling, no, if you can't destroy the fucking system because somebody built the system, it's just like the computer. You know, you might destroy, break every damn computer there is, but somebody programmed that system, that computer. If you don't destroy, like, and I'm going to say a name, they're saying y'all don't go out and do it now. But if you don't destroy Bill Gates himself, the man who created Microsoft, you're not killing the problem. You're not killing the problem. It's the beings, the human beings, the people who create these systems that is destroying us. The Jim Crow laws didn't create itself. Somebody created it. So if you didn't get rid of, like, the statues we talking about getting rid of, somebody created those Confederate statues, these monuments. They didn't create themselves. So taking down a fucking statue is not going to get rid of the damn problem. It's not going to get rid of racism, white supremacy. It's the people. Y'all ain't changing their mindset. They're taking away their mindset. So it's still going to be here. Those racist people are going to be here regardless of the statues and monuments, the system that we say we need to destroy. Like you said, like Dr. Collins said, they just going to build another one. They have had many racist white supremacist systems since the Roman and Greek days, and all of these other motherfucking systems have failed. They have rebuilt them and modernized them. You're not going to get rid of racism, white supremacy by beating no goddamn white boy in no boxing ring or beating one white person or destroying. If you even destroyed the American government, you steal them motherfuckers to go somewhere to another island and rebuild it all over again. Rebuild it all over again. So it's deeper than what the fuck y'all saying and y'all hoping. We just hoping there's some change. But I think it's gonna get ready to get cut off up in here, man, in a minute. Let me see. Hold on, wait a minute. Yeah. I'm gonna get ready to get cut off in a minute. But brother, you got some last words, brother Chief Rabbi David Israel. Give us
just to get the hell about the damn sports, because that shit gay as hell. And you know, just get the hell up out of that sports. You know, I know a lot of us, you know, I wouldn't go football, man, you know, college. Man, that ain't gonna work. Go get you a regular job.
You going low, Brother Dave.
Okay. Yeah, you know, but I know that, you know, a lot of y'all, you know, got